The Secretary General of the Trade Unions Congress, Kofi Asamoah, says Ghana cannot claim to be a middle-income country if it cannot pay its workers $10 a day. He said though 98% of public service employees have been placed on the single spine salary structure, a significant number of them are still dissatisfied because the new pay policy has woefully failed to enhance their salaries. Mr. Asamoah noted that the achievements made by government in terms of a single spine would be useless if the pay structure fails to address the low pay in the public sector. The Secretary General made a statement at the 15th Ghana TUC GJA Annual Interaction Seminar in Accra. Here is a report by Irabna Paha.
Mr. Asamoah said as Ghanaians go to the poll next year, the TUC is appealing to government to consider the issue of upward adjustment of salaries. He said many workers can still not meet the basic needs because of low pay despite the implementation of the single spine salary structure. The TUC is of the view that productivity will improve if workers are adequately compensated. The TUC does not believe that exhortations, admonitions and appeals by government can bring out the best in the Ghanaian worker. On the issue of the cocaine-rich tin to sodium bicarbonate, the TUC is taxing government to set up a non-political body to investigate and establish the truth of the issue. TUC believes that no stone should be left unturned in apprehending those responsible, since the disturbing questions have been raised about the integrity of the criminal justice system. The TUC is also concerned about the issue that has broken out over the payment of 58 million Ghana cedis to Alfred Wyoming. The TUC is calling on government to set up a truly independent inquiry and not a presidential commission of inquiry to investigate the matter and submit a report as soon as possible. On elections, the TUC expects politicians to be circumspect in their utterances and actions, since Ghana is bigger and more important than any political party. The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Ransford Tete, reminded media practitioners that unionization is not a tool for unnecessary confrontation, but one that brings about dialogue and promotes media cooperation involvement in promoting the welfare and excellence in the profession.
Irabna Paha reporting.